bank needs $75 billion. The CDC says 896 new cases of the swine flu in 41 states. President Obama pushing Congress to cut almost $17 billion in programs. We're going to dive into all of that. Plus movies, the new Star Trek movies out. I'm not a Trekkie, but I'm even interested in this one. But first, this is a huge story, not just in Dallas where we have an affiliate, KVCE, but also across the nation. A lot of people have emailed me on it today. Dirk Nowitzki, one of the stars of the Dallas Mavericks, of course, in a tough situation with his team down two games to Denver, heading into a huge game, needless to say, home game. Saturday, this weird story breaks involving a woman Nowitzki apparently was dating. She says they were engaged, and she's pregnant, 37-year-old Crystal Taylor. She's in jail, arrested on, no joke, several outstanding warrants. She's used at least eight different aliases, and this doesn't begin to cover this deal. Here's what he said at practice today.
Pretty obvious I'm going through a tough time in my personal life right now, but like I always have, I want to kind of keep my private life private, and I don't want to just... I'm not at the stage where I can talk about it yet and feel comfortable talking about it, so more than happy to answer basketball questions, but I think at this point... I just can't talk about it.
So do you feel like you'll be able to compartmentalize this with this Game 3 coming up?
Well, I think I'm looking forward to Game 3. You know, we're down 0-2, and I'm trying to focus on basketball as much as I can.
All right, Mike Fisher with DallasBasketball.com and ESPN 103.3 FM always has the scoop. This guy is the best, bar none. Very pleased he's joining us. Mike, thanks for popping on the show. We appreciate it.
How are you, miss? Good to talk to you again.
Oh, it's very good to talk to you, my friend. Hey, this is a wild story, and I was reading everything that you wrote about it, and you just nailed it head on. What is the deal with this woman? Was he completely duped by this, do you think?
You know, I guess we can start at the start and simply say that it's an athlete, and he met a girl or a woman, and they fell for each other. And how much of it was a little bit of a con? You know, as I said earlier today, I know this makes me sound like a cynical non-romantic, but, you know, everybody that falls in love, it's a little bit of a con. and so away they went. There are differing reports on how long they've known each other, but certainly more than a year. And they fell in love. And she moved into his, mansion in Preston Hollow, right down the street from Ross Perot. As you know the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And she for all intents and purposes was his wife. That's the way her side's going to phrase it. And then in terms of the way that she interacted with the rest of the team and the other wives and employees and whatnot, I mean, she was his girlfriend. There's no doubt about that. And I'm quite certain, given the fact that she's worn a huge rock on her finger since at least the beginning of the year, as she goes to most Mavericks home games and sits with the family and the rest. That they were indeed engaged. And then recently something happened, and something probably has to do with, as it often does in these kind of cases, when romance and finance and legality all come to a head. You know, I don't know, prenup is the kind of thing that might jump out.
Right.
Maybe she objects. Maybe his friends finally get him to start listening that this isn't quite what you're looking for, Dirk. And the next thing you know, there's authorities at his door getting ready to drag her away, and we just found this out tonight. Not only were the authorities there to arrest her for the felony warrant that's out for, they are also there to evict her from a house that obviously he didn't want her to be in anymore.
Wow, and is it true, too, that he hired a private eye to look into her, and this might have started the whole thing?
Yeah, and again, this could have been the organization being involved in the actual arranging for the private eye, but it's Dirk's side, I guess, Dirk's camp, that almost certainly was involved in trying to do more research on his fiance. And I think when they/he realized that she had aliases, that I guess that would be kind of a red flag. I mean, the heart wants what the heart wants, but when you find out that your fiance has gone by eight different names over the course of the last 4 years, that should be a cause for alarm.
Yeah, no kidding. And supposedly, Mike, he didn't know how old she was, and then she's saying from prison that she's pregnant?
Yeah, let's do the age thing first. And again, and you've been around professional sports for your entire life.
Yeah.
This is the part of it. You know, I hear people making fun of the way she looks, or even making fun of her age, maybe even making fun of her ethnicity. None of that's fair game to me. I'm a really ugly guy, but every once in a while, you know, I've gone out with an attractive woman, and it happens.
You're not ugly.
That's very sweet of you to say. I don't get bogged down too much in that. Now, you meet a woman in the hotel lobby in Houston, which is almost, I believe that story's true. She tells you that she's a couple years younger than she really is. She tells you that she's less experienced than she really is. And you're Dirk, and you know Dirk a little bit. Gullible's too strong, but guileless is about right.
Right.
I think that she probably used some deception in order to speed their way down to the track of love. Now, the pregnancy part, there's no officials that are saying that, and she hasn't said it herself. She's got a best friend here who hangs out with her and goes to the Mavericks games and all the rest, who is almost certainly the source on these stories, the person who's releasing videotapes and the person who's giving secret quotes. And she's not hiding it very well, because everybody who's involved with the Mavericks knows who this woman is, the friend of Miss Taylor or Miss Williams. Again, they've just got eight names with different spellings of Crystal and the rest. I haven't quite written this, but I'll say this to you because I know that you can handle it in a way that won't allow me to sound too politically incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
In this sort of circumstance, once you're in the process of breaking up with your sweetheart, and she screams from her prison cell that she's pregnant, I wouldn't go ahead and start making up the baby's room just yet. Is that a fair enough way to say it?
No, I agree with you. I mean, that's a ploy to me. I agree. Absolutely, you can say that. I agree. Who knows what – it's a thing to throw out there, but we'll see. I agree. I wouldn't start making up plans and have a baby shower or anything like that. Mike, we're kind of up against it, but is this a distraction at all for the team? Obviously, they're trying to keep a lid on it and not make it a distraction, right?
You know, there's a lot of different ways to spin that one. I think Dirk's history suggests – that focus isn't an issue for him. In fact, if this was going on over the last week or so, and I believe it was, he certainly didn't show any problems on the court. I will even suggest this, and this is a column that I'm writing for tomorrow on DallasBasketball.com. If he's been trying to get her out of his life for the last couple weeks or the last couple days, and now she kind of is, not only would this not be a distraction, it might prove to be a relief.
Yeah, boy, no kidding, I guess, if this has been going on. You're right, absolutely. Wow. Mike, a pleasure to have you on this show. We'll see what the Mavericks do on Saturday, if they can bounce back. I think they will. Do you think so?
You know, they're so good at home. Since the All-Star break, they're 17-1 at home. That's the good news. The bad news is that one loss was to Denver.
Yeah, Denver, exactly. You said it. Mike, you're great, as always. We'll talk to you again down the road. Thanks for popping on ATN.
Continued success to you. Thank you.
Coming up next, acclaimed historian William Federer joins us to give us the scoop on Mother's Day.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold, hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke Free free trial offer is. Smoke Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the smoke-free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with smoke-free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
On the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up.
Well, one thing we don't want to get lost in all the conversations that we're having here on America Tonight, coming up around the bend, including everything that's going on in the Beltway, is the fact that Mother's Day is, of course, coming up this weekend. Hopefully you're doing something for your mother, or you've sent flowers or done something else appropriate. I sent my mother a facial thing. And let me explain, she's coming to visit, so she can use it when she comes to visit me. It's perfect, because I'm going to make her walk the dog every day. She doesn't know that part of it. All right, here we are in America Tonight. Kate Delaney hanging with you. You can shoot us an email, day or night, at americatonight.net. As I said, it's a real pleasure to invite someone on the show, as I love history, and I love to find things out. Many of you are the same way. So we've got acclaimed historian William Federer joining us here. And if somebody knows about this holiday, he certainly is the guy that knows about the holiday. He has an American Minute radio feature that airs nationwide. Some of you may have heard it. Thanks for popping on the show, William. We appreciate it.
Great. Kate, great to be with you.
You know, a Mother's Day, I mean, I have to confess, and I purposely didn't look this up since I knew you were coming on. I know what Mother's Day is about, but I don't know how it all started and when it became a holiday. So take us back and tell us when we first recognized Mother's Day.
Well, after the Civil War, a lot of attention of the activists in the country went toward women's suffrage. And so women moved into the spotlight, and Julia Ward Howe, and we know her because she's the one who wrote the Battle Hymn of the Republic, she came up with the idea for a Mother's Day and sort of funded it in several different cities across the country. And for about the 10 years that she funded it, it went on. But after she died and stopped funding it, it stopped in all those cities except Boston. It continued for a little while longer. But it was not until Anna Jarvis, her mother had died, and Anna began a campaign for her church to celebrate Mother's Day as the second Sunday in May as the anniversary of her mother's death. And her mother, during the Civil War, had Mother's Day work clubs to care for the wounded soldiers, both Union and Confederate. And, of course, this is before the days of antiseptics and washing your hands, and so surgeons would do the surgery
on the battlefields and then work on the next patient without washing their hands in between. And so there were a lot of casualties. And so it was these mothers that were doctoring these young boys and soldiers. And so Anna Jarvis's mother helped raise money for medicine, inspected bottled milk. There was no FDA back then, and helped arrange for women, hired women to care for families where the mothers suffered from tuberculosis. So she was really involved, and Anna Jarvis persuaded her church to honor her mother. And then she got the National Sunday School Association to get behind it. And she actually quit her job, and Anna Jarvis spent years writing letters to politicians and state leaders, and they tried having a national Mother's Day, but in the early 1908 era, and it was voted down. But finally, enough pressure came on it, and the YMCA, the Young Men's Christian Association, got behind it, and then finally it passed in about 46 states, and then it was Woodrow Wilson that made it a national holiday in 1914. He signed the bill, and the first official place to recognize Mother's Day was in Grafton, West Virginia. But this is a fascinating story. I love the one quote from Ronald Reagan. He, in his Mother's Day address, 1986, said, "A Jewish saying sums it up best. God could not be everywhere, so he created mothers." And I thought, isn't that special? But
that is very special.
And ever since Woodrow Wilson, every president's declared a Mother's Day. And then the first proclamation, Woodrow Wilson said it was a day for public expression of love and reverence for all the mothers of our country. And so Anna spent years popularizing this. And then, as things would have it, the floral industry really got into the selling of the carnations and the flowers, and Anna didn't like that. She thought this was a commercialization, sort of like, you know, we sort of make that complaint maybe with Christmas or Valentine's Day. It's like, you know, it's too commercialized. But on the other hand, if it wasn't commercialized a little bit, then it wouldn't be promoted. And so, but she spent the last years of her life actually fighting to try to decommercialize it, but she was not obviously successful in that. But we do credit her with spending the effort to campaign for the country to declare Mother's Day. And then it wasn't but 6 years later that women did get the right to vote in America in 1920. So just a very active time in the country after the Civil War up to the 1920.
Yeah, no kidding. And then there's a thing of, and I didn't think about this, I guess, until recently, but realized this, that Mother's Day is always something that we look at as the second Sunday in May, and there's a reason behind this?
Yeah, that's simply because that was the day that Anna Jarvis's mother died, and so she picked that. But it is sort of interesting that you look back in history, and the Catholic Church for years celebrated May to honor Mary, the mother of Jesus, and then it would broaden to Mothering Day, and so it sort of honored all the mothers, and so sort of fell into a holiday that had been celebrated in Europe, but it was not celebrated in Protestant America, and so this Mother's Day brought back that old holiday, and there is a little bit of a connection between Mother's Day and Memorial Day.
Yeah.
And people say, well, how could that happen?
That? Yeah.
Well, they both happened after the Civil War, and the same way that Anna Jarvis's mother cared for wounded soldiers, both Confederate and Union, and she organized these Mother's Day Works Clubs to take care of these soldiers who were wounded, that after the Civil War, women would go out and put flowers on the graves of those soldiers that had died, and both Southern Civil War, Confederate and Union. So these mothers would put the flowers on all the graves. And it started in the South. And in 1868 is when there was a first Memorial Day celebrated on May 30th. And then it was to honor those that had died in the Spanish-American War and World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Desert Storm, you know, all the way up to the War on Islamic Terror. And sometimes people get it confused. Memorial Day is to honor our military dead. Veterans Day is to honor our military alive, and that's in November. But in 1968, exactly 100 years after the first Memorial Day, is when Memorial Day was moved to the last Monday in May. And that was the three-day weekend bill that Lyndon Johnson signed in, so that any holiday that happened in the middle of the week would be put onto a Monday so that you could have a three-day weekend. But
we like that, certainly.
Yeah.
It is good because then you can have a memorial service and you can visit various places to honor people who have given their life, certainly in the previous wars, the wars that you mentioned, and then spend time with your family, actually.
It is, and it's important for us to remember our roots and go back. And a little personal trivia, the soldier from World War I was placed in the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in 1921, and every Memorial Day a president would lay a wreath there. And then after World War II, another soldier was put in there, and then it was Ronald Reagan that put a soldier in from Korea and Vietnam. And during the years following the Vietnam War, some parents felt like they knew that the body that was put in the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier from the Vietnam War was a pilot, and they researched it, and sure enough, it was their pilot that was shot down in North Vietnam in 1971. And they, you know, it took a lot of arm twisting, but they finally opened the grave, did a DNA test, and find out the pilot's name was Michael Blassie, and find out that he was from my hometown, St. Louis, Missouri, and he went to my high school, St. Louis University High School, and he was about 7 years older than me. And so they moved his remains from the Arlington Cemetery to St. Louis, Missouri, to Jefferson Barracks Cemetery.
Wow. But, how about that? That's fascinating stuff. Now I'm just going to, now in my mind, I'm just going to keep thinking about Anna Jarvis especially. Thank you so much for joining us. That was terrific information, William Federer. We appreciate it. And if people want to check out your website, where do they need to go?
It's AmericanMinute.com.
AmericanMinute.com. Got it. So we'd love to have you back on. Will you come on again?
I'd love to, Kate.
Excellent. That was good stuff, boy. Let's see if Matt Johnson can remember it. Coming up next on ATN Stress Tests, I'll tell you all about it.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's Shentrition, Shentrition.com, or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
You're listening to GCN. The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing. Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
Hello, I'm Dan Bass-Majan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn and how to ace every test. It's so easy, your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 888-849-6863. That's 888-849-6863. Call 888-849-6863.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Movies we're going to let you hear. It is the weekend. That means you might reach deep into the wallet and decide, you know, I'm going to grab some popcorn. I'm going to forget about everything that's going on, and I'm going to just envelop myself in what's on the silver screen. And I think Star Trek absolutely is going to be the runaway hit, and we'll see. Box office, if I'm going to try to peg it, I'm going to say 75 mil, at least 75 million for Star Trek. What do you think, Matt Johnson? I'm saying 75 mil.
Ooh, I think it'll probably do more than that.
Really?
Yeah.
In the opening week, okay, what do you think?
I think just, okay, because you have to look at it like this. It's one of those cult followings, just like a Star Trek, you know, or Star Wars, I mean. Mm-hmm. And so there's going to be all the hardcore fans that are going to go see it. Plus, they made it into a mainstream movie. So then you're going to have everyone else that normally probably wouldn't be into Star Trek that's going to want to see it, like myself, and you have talked about that before.
Right, right.
So I think we could broach the 100 mark.
All right, you say 70. I say 75, you say 100. I'm writing this down. We'll see who's right.
Ooh. What do I get for a prize?
Little contest.
What do I get for a prize?
I'll take you to Wendy's when I come up to Minnesota.
Awesome. Give me a Frosty. We'll call
right,
it a deal.
That's right, Frosty and one of the, number one or
there
whatever
you go.
It is. It's perfect. So we'll see who's right when we meet again on
Sunday
night.
You can't count out the Trekkies. They're going to come in the masses.
Yeah, I think they're going to come. That's true. But I'm saying 75 because, remember, you still had the cult following, too, for Wolverine. Not reaching as far back, of course, as Star
That's
Trek.
That's not even close.
Oh, please. All right.
Come
so
on.
We'll see.
Comic book guys versus Trekkies?
Comic book guys don't have money.
Exactly. That's why
but
the Trekkies are going to beat them. Yes, they do.
All right.
They got all mom's money from living in the basement.
So we'll see who's right.
Just kidding, Trekkies. I know you all have
right.
your own houses bigger yeah. than mine.
Send the complaint emails to me, and I'll forward them on to Matt at americatonight.net. Hey, Matt, while you're there, reach in the closet and see if you can grab out the dungeon, because I forgot about this before we roll into the flicks. I just cannot...
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, we're going to put House Speaker Nancy Pelosi in the dungeon. I'm going to send her a key tomorrow. If she accepts the key, that means she has to be a guest on America Tonight and talk to us. And the deal is in September of 2002, Nancy Pelosi was briefed on the use of enhanced interrogation techniques. And this is in a report that was prepared by the Director of National Intelligence's office. I mean, they prepared that report. So that obviously contradicts what Pelosi said about a month ago when she said she was never told that waterboarding or other enhanced interrogation techniques were being used on the terror suspects. That report then went to the Senate Intelligence Committee and the feds as well. Now, for Pelosi's part, the document shows she was briefed at one time and that the briefers described the techniques and said they were legal. But said that waterboarding hadn't been used yet, but told her about the waterboarding. So the deal is, then you look at the timeline, and apparently they had been waterboarding one of the terror suspects. The bottom line is Pelosi is one of the Dems that wants an independent commission established to investigate the people involved and the lawyers in drafting the use of the interrogation methods, and here she knew. So it was so awful, why didn't she squeal and put a stop to it? But she didn't. She didn't do that. And released just a statement during the day saying that her office did, that she did, was not aware of the techniques, basically backing up the same thing. So who's zooming who, Nance? Bottom line is, we're mailing her a key. If she accepts, she'll be on the show and we'll hear her version of it. How's that? In the meantime, again, before we get to the flicks here, and we'll have birthdays in this day in history coming up as well, I got to mention this. The strong winds are really kicking up in Santa Barbara because it's still being fought right now as we speak. The wildfire is getting closer and closer to homes. About 18,000 people had to be evacuated, and so far close to 100 houses have gone down as a result. So it's pretty serious. This is going to go down in the books as one of the worst. They've got planes overhead. They have other firefighters coming in to be sure to help because you've got firefighters who are completely exhausted. I mean, it's a grueling job because they got to do whatever they can for fear that somebody will be trapped somewhere in some house. So a tip of the cap certainly to those guys who are doing a bang-up job in Santa Barbara in that Mission Canyon area. You see that, and you know it's the stuff that they put on the fire, it's like red that comes out of the bottom of the plane, and I can remember many times seeing that when I lived in Cali. All right, let's jump to the movies. You heard about Star Trek. We just said what we thought the box office take would be. I say 75 mil. And Matt Johnson says $100 million.
All right, one question though.
Mm-hmm.
Are we rocking Price is Right rules on this bet?
So meaning it can't be over.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I like my large Frosty, you know, extra thick to go with the spicy chicken just to cool that down.
Yeah. Don't worry. I'll take care
of
you.
Okay. I'm just getting ready and prepared because I'm gonna win.
please, whatever. Do you think this is what they do at Barack Obama's digs when they're in the White House and they're sitting there trying to figure out this budget stuff? Okay, I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to give you a billion here and take a billion here and then slice a billion there. We're going to go and we're going to say we're going to take $17 billion off, and then it'll be more palatable because they had those darn tea parties that nobody cared about, right? Wink, wink. And complained about what was happening, including the debt that was being left behind. So here's a movie you might want to go see. It's called Next Day Air.
Just do something. Are you going to get fired with it? I wish they would. I'd be on Lion King crying. It's terrible discrimination.
I'm going to need you to sign.
You got anything today?
Nope.
You sure?
Yes.
What is this?
Apartment 303.
What's across the hall?
I know this ain't what I think it is.
It is! Am I dreaming?
I know who we can sell it to. Bingo. Boom. Now I put $150,000 in your pocket today.
A man?
I need to count that money.
It's crazy.
Hello? You got it, right?
What? It ain't come here. The delivery.
Dude, he stole me.
We're going to need more of these.
All right, so that's, again, Next Day Air, and it's pretty self-explanatory. If you look at the title, particularly, of the film, you get what it is. Two criminals accidentally get a package of grade A cocaine. They think they've hit the jackpot, but you can just guess what happens after that. Besides Next Day Air, Love and Dancing is another flick.
The chimps nowadays are all 18 to 20-year-olds, and they do moves that would put me in the hospital. I'm deaf, Jess.
Yeah, and you use it as a crutch.
Don't you think that it hurts me that you're spending all this time with another man?
Honestly, no. Because when you shut off your hearing aid, you're shutting out your partner.
I dance better with them off.
You dance alone with them off.
Okay, so that is the story of a bored English teacher who forms some kind of a connection with a West Coast swing dancer and tries to win the world title, overcoming all kinds of obstacles along the way. You'll recognize some of the people in this. Amy Smart, Rachel Dratch from Saturday Night Live, Billy Zane, Carolyn Ray, a comedian. So there's some familiar faces anyway. I don't know how good the flick will be. Actually, there weren't too many details. It wasn't reviewed too much. So it might be a gamble, folks. It might be one that you want to wait till it comes out on DVD. In the meantime, this is our last one. We'll see if you can understand any of this. It's called Summer Hours.
Un jour ils seront à vous et à vos cousins. Vous les garderez, vous les transmettrez à vos enfants. Ils vous plaisent ?
Moi c'est une autre époque.
Je suis vieille.
Ça va ?
Je suis obligée de penser à la suite.
On a encore le temps.
Ah non. Non, j'arrive pas à m'habituer à l'idée qu'elle soit plus là.
Je suis quand même attaché à cette maison, comme je pensais que nous l'étions tous.
La maison de Balmondois, ça représente pas grand-chose. On va pas en profiter, quoi.
Je suis souvent absent pour mon travail, étranger. Tiens, les rats.
Non, je pense pas.
C'est vrai qu'elles nous dit qu'il y en a ras-le-bol dans cette famille. Donc tout d'un coup, c'est 10 mois, ça m'a libéré.
Ah!
Ah yes, parlez-vous français? To understand that, I'm sure there's subtitles. Two brothers and a sister witness the disappearance of their childhood memories. That's what that one is about. Obviously, a foreign film. On the flip side, birthdays and this day in history here on America Tonight.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. products. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
Your turn is to play my face. No orbits to send me in the outer space. At my fingers, I'll be true with diamonds and gold. But that ain't gonna help me now. Trouble, yeah, trouble now.
Press drive time here on America Tonight. Remember, you can flip me an email. AmericaTonight.net. But time for a good news you can abuse. Check out this story from New Hampshire. 10-year-old boy. He's picking up litter. He finds a backpack, a charred backpack. It's stuffed with more than $8,000 in cash. Yep. Ari Johnson of Dover helping his grandma with the annual roadside cleanup. He sees the backpack and he finds it. Now, the thing is that he told the newspaper there that he first thought that came to his head was that a person had been killed for the money. Well, what happened was the grandmother called the town clerk. They identified the bag's owner based on the passports and other documents they found with the money. And it was actually a woman who lived across the street until a fire damaged her apartment last year. So she moved to Maine and asked that her belongings be given to her sister who lives there. How about that? That's pretty cool. So it turns out to have a good ending. I probably would have thought the same thing. And the kid, of course, like everyone else, they know enough about drugs or drug money, automatically thinks, yeah, something's up with that. How do you find money in a bag that's charred? So bravo. How about this from Woodbridge, New Jersey? Whiskers. Whiskers says, and you know who Whiskers is? Whiskers apparently is a cat. Whiskers is a cat that told police, and how does a cat talk, that he came home and found that someone had broken into the house and taken $500 from a bedroom dresser. But that wasn't all. The man's razor had been used, and some lifesavers were also missing. Police thought the burglars had left behind black socks on the floor next to his bed. That, like, makes no sense whatsoever. Are there really talking cats? Well, there was that one television show that had the talking cat. Matt, do you think the animals can talk?
Animals from what?
Animals in real life.
Oh, I thought you were talking about some kind of... You think animals in real life can talk?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? No.
I mean, no. Just on David Letterman's show, they can yelp or say a word.
Oh,
the parrots and stuff can say things, right? Or not parrots,
right.
Macaws.
They just manipulate things they hear, though.
Right.
They're not actually talking.
Yeah, so I can't... What, the cops were buying that story? That makes absolutely no sense.
No.
Yeah, no. Forget it. This one makes sense, though. Raleigh, North Carolina. A North Carolina woman who returned a chunk of ancient Rome to Italian authorities, easy for me to say, 25 years after her husband pocketed it, said Thursday she never felt comfortable keeping the terracotta fragment, but her eldest son's death prompted her to set things right. Now, this is an interesting thing. It was an artifact that her husband had taken, and she said it felt weird to have it. And then about a year ago, the oldest son was killed suddenly, and she said she had been struggling with a bunch of hard things. So for some reason, you know, people are superstitious that this terracotta fragment was nagging at her. So she decided that she needed to return it, and she did. She returned it. They were visiting Italy about 25 years ago, as I mentioned, when they were on a trip. He bent over and he picked up a fist of it near the Colosseum and put it in his pocket, and then that rest was history. You know, they say that about, I was just in Hawaii in January, and they say that about taking lava rocks, and some people think that's just nonsense and stupid. But the post office there, no joke, people take a rock with them, then some bad things happen, and they totally believe that that's why, and they just anonymously send back the rocks. So I had to go to the post office to mail something, and I thought this was just old wives' tale. And sure enough, I talked to the postmaster there in Maui, and he told me, no, that in Maui and in other islands, they get rocks that come through the mail that people return because they believe it's bad luck. Are you superstitious, Matt?
Here and there. I mean...
So you don't step on a crack?
That one I don't really pay attention to all that much, but I got a karma deal is more, I guess, where I put my thing.
Well, karma's different. Karma means that, you know, you put out, whatever you put out, you get back, so you have to be careful. You try to,
yeah, but it's also a thing somewhere. Like, you don't litter, because then if you litter, then you got some bad karma going on. That kind of a deal.
Okay, well, that's good.
It's kind of a superstitious karma combo.
Right. Right, I got you. I believe in the karma thing. I think when you boomerang things out there. I mean, look at people in the news lately. Bernie Madoff gets away with it forever, and finally it comes back to haunt him. His lavish lifestyle is ripping off other people and acting like the big man on campus, and now he's in prison, and that's where he's going to spend his golden years. Of course, it doesn't help the people that he ripped off, but eventually it bit him in the rear end. So the Ponzi scheme, after all, didn't work, and certainly he's not the other one. There's a slew of people that would fall into that category.
You gotta love it when people get their comeuppance.
I do too. Drew Peterson is another one. So smug in front of the cameras. Now he's in jail and will ultimately have to face a jury. And $20 million, baby, to be bonded out. No, he's not getting any $20 million bond out. And who knows what he did with this last wife. This is only connected to the third wife. And this is it. So all of the attitude that he was giving people about being accused of one wife's disappearance and another wife's murder and who knows what else he was connected to, it's finally come back to haunt him. And it took a while because that was 2007. So here we are a couple of years later, but it finally happens. Absolutely. Hey, time for this day in history. May 8th, 1945, President Harry S. Truman announced, if you remember, in a radio address that Nazi Germany's forces had surrendered in World War II. The flags of freedom were flying all over Europe, and that's specifically what he said. That was a huge day. Of course, I wasn't alive, but in seeing history and looking back in history, it was an amazing moment, absolutely. Because you think of the horrific things that happened in Germany to so many people. Here's another one for you. 1884, 125 years ago, the 33rd president of the United States, Harry S. Truman, born in Lamar, Missouri. So another Truman thing. 1958, Vice President Richard Nixon was shoved, stoned, booed, and spat upon by anti-American protesters in Lima, Peru. Yeah, he always had it rough. He wanted to be the popular guy, and in many cases, he wasn't. In 1962, the musical comedy A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum opened on Broadway. It was a huge, smashing success. In 1973, militant American Indians who'd held the South Dakota hamlet of Wounded Knee. Did you ever read that book? That's a good book. Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee. For 10 weeks, surrendered. 1978, David Berkowitz pled guilty in a Brooklyn courtroom to murder, attempted murder, and assault, all in connection with the Son of Sam shootings that terrified New Yorkers. And later,
because animals do talk.
Exactly. He was an animal. Boy, you go and see that movie, the Son of Sam movie, Son of Sam movie is very well done and I think accurately portrays what Berkowitz did to people there. I forget who, wasn't it Spike Lee produced that movie. It's a good rent. If you're a Netflix person, rent that movie. Then you'll understand what that was about. In 1984, the Soviet Union announced it would boycott the upcoming Summer Olympic Games in Los Angeles. Also, 1 year ago, Senator Barack Obama got a front-runner's welcome back at the U.S. Capitol, where he was surrounded by well-wishers, calling him Mr. President and reaching out to pat him on the back or shake his hand. We got birthdays for you, a bunch of them, lots of names you'll recognize this day. I always say that, and then people write, I don't know who you were talking about. Well, I think most people know Don Rickles, the comedian. He is 83 years old. Remember Captain and Tennille from the 70s? Love Will Keep Us Together. Tony Tennille is 69 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, actress Melissa Gilbert, Little House on the Prairie, 45 years old. She's married to Bruce Boxleitner. Remember him? Good-looking guy. Drummer Alex Van Halen, 56 years old. Actor David Keith, been in a ton of movies, 55 years old. Also celebrating a birthday is singer Enrique Iglesias, 34 years old. He hooked up with Anna Kournikova, and I think they're still together. And that was probably the best thing that he's done. Song-wise, I'm going to say iffy. Actress Julia Whalen is 24. Remember her from The Love Boat? She was a little girl. Also celebrating a birthday is actor Stephen First, 55 years old. Jazz musician Keith Jarrett, 64 years old. And naturalist Sir David Attenborough, 83 years old. If you're celebrating a birthday today or this weekend, a happy birthday to you. We'll leave you with this thought, and it's from former President Harry S. Truman. Men don't change. The only thing new in the world is the history you don't know.
Curses! Foiled again! Adios, you chicken-plucking little stinker!